budget has to take as long as it takes.
Yes, of course it is frustrating because I am trying to get the budget down. I was getting emailed through the whole budget. You know, why is council voting for that? Why are you voting for that?
When we continue to do more with less, at some point we are asked to do less with less. And I think on weight, we made good decisions about striking that balance to make sure that residents have the core services that they rely on every single day.
I think there were still things in the budget that we should not have approved.
A couple of sound bites there from Mayor Cynthia Block and City Councillor Bev Dubois, both, of course, involved in Saskatoon City Council budget discussions last week. They did settle on the budget, as we just chatted with our own Lara Fominoff. Late on Friday, they settled. Ultimately, next year's mill rate increase goes up by 6.7%. I believe that works out to 13.18 per household per month. And that's based on about a $400,000 home. So you can gauge that accordingly in Saskatoon, how that's going to impact you. This is, you know, I'm going to say this because I see a number of people on the text line already saying, like, this is ridiculous. This is, you know, our taxes are too high already. This is not easy. And I'll tell you, 2 weeks from now, Regina is going to be going through its budget. And I feel like where they land is going to make people in Saskatoon feel good about their budget because Regina's numbers are looking a lot higher. So Saskatoon, they end at 6.7 for year one, 5.81 for year two. And in that, what they tried to do, and Laura talked about this, is they had a number of items to discuss. And they're trying to cut the funding where they can. They're trying to trim the fat where they can. They ultimately decided, in order to keep that mill rate increase as low as they could, they had to come up with some fee schedules that would need to increase. So if you are going to the landfill in Saskatoon, you're going to pay more money next year. If you are buying a pet license for your pet, you're going to pay more money. She talked about other things include parking tickets. There's going to be extra fees for transit users in the city. Swimming lessons, golf courses will be charging, like the municipally run golf courses will be charging a little bit more. I tend to say, I mean, you can argue that either side is nickel and diming. It all comes out of the same pocket. But the difference is that if you increase the golf fees, the golfers will pay that, but it doesn't go on the backs of every single citizen. There are some things that just stand to reason. If you need to fix infrastructure in the city, that's going to be part of your municipal taxes. But there are some things. Some people will never use the landfill. They'll just use their weekly garbage pickup, and that's all they use. Those that use the landfill might have to throw in an extra $5 per load next year. To me, there's some sense there. To me, those are ways that you can mitigate the costs. Yes, the people that are using those services are going to pay more. I can tell you, as we've led up to this discussion, and we've talked a lot about transit in Saskatoon, it has been quite loud to me that people say you need to charge the users of transit more. The people that are going to be on and using those systems, they need to be able to have basically a shared cost. Probably not going to be a very big chunk of the budget increase for the overall cost of transit, but those fees did go up there as well. I talked about this before. And I'm just going to say this. I am going to take calls and texts here. So phone lines are officially open, 1-877-332-8255. If you want to talk about Saskatoon budget, that's where we can go. But we can talk about whatever you like. It's open phones, and it's a Monday. So whatever's on your mind after the weekend, let's chat about it. Here's what I want to say before I jump to the phone line, is the notion of they've made the approval about transit officers on buses. So essentially what they're doing is they are taking a chunk of money and they are going to pay to have police officers on buses. This is something that is probably not going to happen until 2027. They're saying the notion of transit police, I mean, their recruitment issues are tough for the police service, so they don't know that they'll get them all up and staffed by next year, but by 2027. So it's going to be an additional number of officers along with a supervisor and a vehicle. And then in year two, more officers. I do not feel like this is a long-term solution. And I said this before, I just don't think, and this is not a slam at the city of Saskatoon for doing it or the Saskatoon Police Service for coming up with this new strategy. Something has to be done. The transit system has to be safe if you want people to use it. If it's not safe, you can have the most elaborate buses and transit system in the world. No one's going to be riding on those. And thus, the extra fare money is not going to help much at all. So you need to do something to make sure it's safe. The problem is you can't solve every problem by putting a police officer in the store, on the street corner, and in the bus. Yes, police have a role to play, but it's, to me, it's still not a long-term fix. So good on the city for trying to find an innovative way to deal with this, but I think there still has to be a long-term solution there for transit. There's got to be a way that we can prevent violence from happening on the bus, fee skipping. Like, how many people are riding the bus, not paying the fees, just ignoring it? And we don't expect the transit drivers to get up and get into a verbal argument with these punks, half of which who have bear spray in their back pocket. We don't expect that. But there has to be some way. You pay, then the door opens to let you on. I mean, ID required, bus pass required. I don't know what it is. But the short-term fix, fair enough. Let's get some cops involved. Let's find a way to keep it safe for the people riding the bus. That has to be present. It just doesn't seem like a long-term fix for me. Maybe you think different. 1-877-332-8255. I would be happy to hear from you. Phone lines are officially open. Give me a shout. I would love to hear from you. Let's start with Ari. I expected we would hear from Ari on the budget. Thanks for calling in today.
You're welcome, Evan.
So am I wrong? Before I hear what you say, am I wrong on the cops on the transit system?
Not entirely, no.
Like, it just seems like it's not the perfect fix.
It isn't the perfect fix, but when your pipes are leaking, you put tape around it until you can get a plumber.
Perfect. Good analogy. So good analogy.
You got to fix something to make that safer so that people will come back to the bus, that they will pay more to help run off the city. I diverge. I could go on for a long time, Evan. I'm going to pick two things today.
Okay.
Number one, the work doesn't stop on the budget from the citizens. Okay, we don't get to put our hands in our pockets and shuffle away and go, okay, it's done for another year. We need to stay on city council to keep their priorities, to keep an eye on the spending. I mean, things like, you know, the tax that Prairie Land collects at the exhibition, they collect it and then the city pays it back to them. Why doesn't that money go to fund safety on the buses or any of these other initiatives along the way? So there's some real audits that need to be done there. And philosophically, the other thing that bothered me is they really cherry picked on where they were going to go after user fees. And they were very particular. They said, okay, we're going to charge you more if you use the landfill or if you use a swimming pool or if you play golf, but we're not going to charge you any more if you go to a gallery. Right, the Remy is their golden child, and they didn't even look at the ability of saying, hey, maybe we cut that back a bit and we take some of that $6 million operating grant, even $150,000 to pay for the transit cops or the homeless shelter or anything like that. They never even discussed it, and that has to be something that as a citizenship we go after, we stay on them about. Run into your counselor, call them, do whatever. I mean, Evan, I hope you get Robert Pierce and Bev Dubois on the show today to justify, to explain where they're coming from. It'd be great if Cynthia Block came on this week to justify the budget because she's very proud of it, so she should be in front of it. It's interesting that the Saskatoon Community Foundation, is running a fundraising campaign on $20 a month to end homelessness. Like, you producers might want to pull that one up and have a look at. It's interesting to see how these priorities have been melded and pushed forward and some just ignored.
Ari, always appreciate your thoughts on civic matters. Thanks for starting off the conversation today. 1-877-332-8255. We're going to stay with the Saskatoon City budget discussion. I've got Justin on the line from Saskatoon. Your thoughts this Monday morning, Justin?
It's kind of, Ari did a wonderful job at pointing out things that are like wool that was being pulled over our eyes. We cherry pick what we want to do. The city of Saskatoon approved 75 FTEs, most of those people making north of $100,000. I'm going to dovetail on what the NSBA said, and it needs to happen, and I've been an advocate for many years already. There needs to be a full audit of every single department in the city. And that was the basis to the budgetary process that I was proposing early on. And by auditing and having every department accountable for what they do, it gets less into who can sway council the best they can, and it becomes into what do we truly actually need. If we didn't approve at least 50% of those FTEs, our increase would have been significantly less. And then on tandem with some of the other things we do, a 0% increase is completely feasible. They make everybody feel that it's not. They campaign on, well, we don't want more taxes. We're going to do our best. And then the time comes to pay the piper, and they follow suit. Tax increase over tax increase, it's compounding. It's not just one year. It's every single year. And they use rhetoric like, we need to keep the core services what they are. I'm sorry, you can offer the services the same as what they are. Why is it that they constantly need to be telling us that in order to keep it everything perfect, we need more and more and more and more and more? It's never look at your own budget. It's never look at exactly where we can make sacrifices. We all need to make sacrifices. But the only way to hold these people accountable is by, like Ari said, actually reaching out to them, even if they actually call you back. We do have counselors that say no and stand up for things. They will return. But there's a lot that don't. You need to justify. You need to sit there. And they said yes so frequently that we get told what to do, and then, oh, suck it up. And it just continues and continues and continues.
Well, I noticed that clip that we played, Bev Dubois saying I was getting emails and messages from people in my ward as the budget was going on, questioning, why did you approve this? Why aren't you approving this? So, I mean, that was almost real-time feedback coming into one of the council members. You know, the notion, Justin, I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling in. The notion of 0% budget increase is one that we used to talk about all the time. And I'm going to take a break. We'll come back and we can talk about this some more. But even if council does, let's say this full audit of every department is done, in whether it's the city of Saskatoon or any city, and let's say there is a way to trim any excess fat, whether it's real or perceived, to the point that, okay, we have what feels like the exact number of employees we need to run the city. Next year, there will be collective bargain salary and benefit increases for those members, unless they bargained a 0% increase, which hasn't happened in recent history in this province. So here's where it gets really challenging to say we will have a 0% increase, because costs are going to go up. Human resource costs are going to up, because there was, even if it's a 1% increase for all employees, police, fire, and all civic employees, there's a cost to that. So if you want to keep the budget dollar at the same amount, the only way you can do it is either increase taxes and or service costs, or cut something from the budget to make that happen. And that's where the discussion gets in, and it becomes very dicey of what do you cut? Where do you trim in order to achieve a 0% increase? Let's take a break. We'll come back. Phone lines, I know, are lit up. Some great texts coming in. 1-877-332-8255. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
I've been told since the election that I need to gain those extra few percentage points by being more lovable and human. So naturally, I've commissioned a poll on how to do that. And the preliminary results are in. Option A, I can get a dog. Or option B, and I'm quoting the pollster here, I can find more meaningful ways to connect with people on a personal level and make emotional connections with Canadians. So I immediately called the pollster and said, what kind of dog?
Yeah, that was a little of Pierre Poilievre over the weekend. Saturday night, they had the parliamentary press gallery dinner. You can actually see his, I'm going to call it a routine, because it felt like a little bit like a stand-up comedy routine up on the stage. These are common. They have them in the States as well. We've seen them in past years in Canada. But I have to say, Poilievre did a good job. It's about 8 minutes long. If you go online, you'll be able to find it. He actually had one of the actors from This Hour Has 22 Minutes on to kind of do his impression of Pierre Poilievre on the front end of it. And then they had a little bit of a routine worked out. And then Pierre made some comments. So he was, you know what? I thought he was good. Part of what I liked about it is it kind of showed that side of him, that more self-deprecating side, recognizing his strengths and his weaknesses. And he talked about it. So there's a couple of good chuckles in there. That's for sure. Okay, phone lines are open, 1-877-332-8255. I would love to hear from you. We've been talking about the Saskatoon city budget discussions. I just had Justin on from Saskatoon, and he and I were texting back and forth a little bit. He said, thanks for hearing me out. I feel like I could talk forever on this. He said, you know, I really do push back on this 0% increase. Zero-based budgeting works and can change the way we all perceive the way things are done. And he talks in his text about hire more businesses from Saskatoon to help control costs, privatize more, hold the unions accountable, tell them, unfortunately, no increases until city council can prove through audits that it's absolutely necessary. So this notion of an audit, a full audit of every department of the city, this is something that hasn't been done in, I don't think, real recent history in Saskatoon. Regina did go through this exercise a number of years ago now, and I mean a number of years. It hasn't been real recent. I remember when Sandra Masters ran for mayor, she ran based on trying to find a certain percentage efficiency in every department. I'm not sure that they ever got there, but lots to discuss there and lots more to hear from you. So phone lines are open. I've got a lot of texts here I'm going to get to. I would love to hear from you. Are you satisfied where the city of Saskatoon landed with regard to the budgets for 26 and 27? Did it miss the mark completely? Or maybe there's something else you would like to chat about. Open phones is your time, and the phone lines and text lines are open for you now. We'll do this right up until 10 o'clock. You're listening to 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
I see that Elizabeth May's here, and that's great, but I have to say I get a little nervous around Elizabeth because she's a hugger, and of course, I'm allergic to feelings. So we'll go back to the NDP. The NDP does have a table tonight, not a full table. They don't have official table status. But we can't forget about the NDP the way Canadians did in the last election. And isn't it great to have the Prime Minister here tonight? Right here in Canada, of all places. So, he's been dodging me in question period, but Prime Minister, I don't take it personally, so let's put those differences aside, and let's give him a big Grey Cup welcome tonight, everybody.
Yeah, Frank dug out a couple of those sound clips. So, again, that was from the Parliamentary Press Gallery dinner that happened on Saturday night. That was Pierre Poilievre. And, you know, I got to tell you, if you're a person who thinks Pierre Poilievre is too rough around the edges, is too like an attack dog, he's been described. I mean, obviously, there was elements of that in his speech, but there was some self, as he made a joke there, I'm allergic to feelings. He was self-deprecating in his humor, and it was actually kind of funny to watch. I noticed a text on the line from Marv saying, you know what, I watched the whole spiel. It gave me flashbacks to the Dean Martin roasts. I thought it was excellent, said Marv. Okay, 1-877-332-8255. We've been talking about Saskatoon city budget and the fact that they ultimately landed on an increase of 6.7%. So this is the mill rate increase, 6.7% for 2026. What's it going to mean for you as a property owner? If you own an approximately $400,000 home, valued at $400,000, you are going to notice about a $13 increase monthly on your property taxes starting next year, and then another $12 a month the year after. So $25, your property taxes will go up in the next couple of years. So it's not nothing. That's $25 a month. That's significant. And a lot of people, of course, finding cost of living increases right now becoming more and more challenging. This is a thing. And I'm hearing from a number of people who are pensioners. And they say, you know, when you're on pension, you're on a fixed income. I've got one from Gail. I've got one from Margaret. I've got one from Dawn. All of them essentially saying, when you are a pensioner and you don't see your pension go up proportionate to all of these increases, keeping in mind that municipal taxes is just one way that they're going up. You see increases in lots of other ways as well. So it feels as though, whether it's municipal, provincial, or federal budgets, this is Dawn saying, you feel like you never get a break. It's just always more, more, more. 1-877-332-8255. Greg from Regina weighing in on this conversation, which is today about Saskatoon, but don't forget, Regina's is coming up shortly. Greg says, as a Regina born and raised resident of 67 years, I'm sick and tired of a mayor and city councilors who go ahead with expensive projects like a brand new aquatic center that costs more than Mosaic Stadium and then vote to put fluoride in our drinking water. Greg is regularly a texter who is upset about the fluoride in the drinking water thing and often will text in. So, Greg, I wanted to make sure I got to your text. This is the challenge. There's all these competing priorities. I saw a text. Here it is right here. Tim out of Saskatoon. I think out of Saskatoon. It just says Tim. How about not giving the police massive increases every year? So this is my challenge with the let's put cops on the buses thing. Police budgets are already under scrutiny and are a big chunk of the overall city budget. When you try and spot fix problems, Ari gave the analogy, you got a leaky pipe, you got to put a piece of tape around it to stop the leak and then call a plumber and fix it permanently. Putting cops on buses to me is exactly doing that. It's a temporary fix. But the problem is it's adding to an already significant budget. And at running the risk of ticking off my friend Cam McBride, the chief of the Saskatoon Police Service, the Saskatoon Police Service proportion of the city budget is quite high. I just had Laura Lee Davies from the Regina Police Service on last week. She estimates that the Regina police budget is about 18 to 20%, somewhere in there, of the overall city of Regina budget. So $1 in $5 tax dollars goes to funding the police, 20%. Saskatoon, it's 25% of the budget. So I don't know what the right number is, and I don't know that there is a magic number. I think typically across Canada, you see police budgets falling in at around that 20% mark. So 25% might be a bit high, and you're not going to drive that down by putting cops on every bus. So again, I'll end my rant, but it's a short-term fix and I get it, and good on council and good on the police service for trying to find a short-term fix. But this is tape on the leaky pipe. Long-term, you can't just have cops riding buses all day to keep people safe. That just doesn't, it sounds ludicrous to me, but that's the way we're going to try and fix it. Okay, 1-877-332-8255. So the other topic that comes from this is, and Ari brought this up this morning, is we are seeing user fees go up in some parts of the city. So things like landfill, swimming lessons, pet licenses, transit use, parking tickets. Those types of things, it's going up, but other things it's not. Kate in Saskatoon says, I think it's crazy that there is no fee to visit the Ramey Gallery in Saskatoon. I think it's a donation-based entrance, if I'm not mistaken. You can make a donation. Anyway, clearly some people on the line feel like, you know, that's an opportunity to raise a little bit more income. Shirley in Saskatoon, instead of increasing fees for landfill, how about we do like Europe and even Vancouver, burn garbage and create energy and heat? Get rid of sorting, heaven forbid, could become a revenue stream for the city. Britain pays for Denmark to take their refuse. Mentioned to my council rep, and their reason not to look at is the goal is zero waste, and they would run out of material. Not in my lifetime. Shirley, thank you for the text. Lauren in Saskatoon, huge tax increase, ? Hate to sound like a broken record, but millions spent on concrete streets for buses that no one uses because they let safety deteriorate, resulting in no riders. That's just one item. Lauren, they're trying to address the safety issue on the buses. You've heard my rant on that. Short-term fix, I guess. Short-term fix. Okay. 1-877-332-8255. I got lots of callers coming in, so I'm going to go back to the phone line for a bit. Let's start with Darcy in Saskatoon. Darcy, I appreciate your call on this Monday morning. What do you have for me?
I think it was Councillor Pierce that said the city of Saskatoon is funding things through the budget that they don't do anymore. Now, I'm trying to figure this out. What are these things and how much money are we talking? Did you hear that, Evan?
Yeah, so there was a talk about, so that I think that's where this whole detox center thing came up, because they've been funding this for a long period of time, and it becomes one of these legacy things built into the budget that year after year doesn't get a spotlight shone on it, and all of a sudden you're thinking, well, where does this funding come from and why are we doing it? It almost becomes that we've always done this way, right? Maybe that, Darcy, speaks to the need for a bit of a deeper audit.
Well, the whole question is, if there was a budget line that said palm tree removal, and we put 10 grand a year into it,
yeah,
and we don't remove palm trees,
yeah,
then the citizens should be able to go, what the heck is going on here? Mm-hmm. Line by line, it needs to go through. You're absolutely correct, sir.
Okay, Darcy, you bring up, I mean, your stark example, I think, does hit the point home. If you look at something and you think, what is this? Why are we doing this? And that leads to a discussion. I saw someone saying we need a more line by line budget deliberation so that taxpayers in the city can truly appreciate it. Gosh, that would be a long process, but doable. Doable. I know that in some years and some cities that has been done. 1-877-332-8255. Going to keep the conversation going. So many texts on this, as I knew I would have. James in Saskatoon, you're up next.
Yeah. So, Evan, I concur with the rest of the calls for, you see, the issue is that I'm sure they're going through the process of going through the budget. But are we really getting value? That's the question I ask. You know, so we have people dealing with overdose and other issues like that. But we find the most expensive way to deal with it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you couldn't find another city worker to maybe help people through their challenges other than the most expensive firefighter we have out there. And it's all of these cumulative kind of things. And then we look also, you know, it has been known since at least 2019 that there is a necessity to somehow get under control the growth with full day equivalents, right? And we look in the planning department. Do you think, like, we've had a substantial growth in city planners, and yet do you think that we've notice the benefit of having a better planning scenario within our city? I don't think so. You know, so it's all of these cumulative events that everybody can also justify. But we need to just get back to, and I hate to say this, core necessities. Core necessities is what it's about. The public, as you've mentioned eloquently earlier, you know, if you're on a fixed income, it's pretty hard to come up with some of these extra dollars. And we get the feeling, unfortunately, as a citizen, that city council doesn't have a true appreciation for what this taxation does for it. It's just like, well, you know, it's $25. It's a cup of coffee a day. Well, no, it actually, when you do not think of the seriousness of the pennies, the dollars follow, right?
Well, and so thanks for that, James. I don't want to blanket and say that council is not considering the seriousness of the pennies. I don't believe that council is intentionally, and I know there'll be people that disagree with this, but I don't believe they're intentionally trying to be reckless with spending. It becomes very tough. And I have not done budgeting on behalf of city council. I have done budgeting on behalf of a police service in one of our big cities. I've sat through council budget discussions too many years than I can count. And these are very tough discussions. And so city council in Saskatoon did this year find some ways to try and limit that overall mill rate increase. And one of the ways was to come up with user fees. Now, that doesn't always sit well with everybody. In fact, that's where I'm going to go next. I want to grab this call from Jeff because something like a user fee increase of the landfill isn't something to be brushed off. Is that where you're headed, Jeff?
Oh, it bothers me, Evan. Yeah, we pay enough for garbage. I'm considering, right? We pay through the nose for it already and increasing. I live in North Central Regina, right? They hire people in the summertime to come out and pick garbage piece by piece by piece, right? Only one person in 10 owns a vehicle and only one in 50 owns a truck, right? A lot of the stuff that ends up in North Central Regina isn't our garbage. It comes from the rich neighborhoods of town. And I can tell because those leather couches, nobody in my neighborhood can afford them. That real wood furniture, nobody can afford them.
And it's just getting ditched in the back alley?
Ditched in back alleys. How much garbage did you see when you were a police officer?
Lots.
How much garbage did you see, right? Lots. Right? If I was taking my garbage to the dump, I would gladly take my neighbor's stuff to the dump and whoever else was on Facebook. I got stuff to take out. You see it every day. I need stuff taken to the dump. Well, I'm not taking it at $60 a truckload, and I'm sure not going to take it at $80 or $90 a truckload.
Mm.
I asked my ward counselor when we were going up for election if they would cut the cost of the landfill to make it easier for people to get rid of that stuff. 1 year without any fees in that landfill would clean up our city and make our neighborhoods look so much better. Instead, they're hammering us harder.
Well, it's so, Jeff, I appreciate the call. And by the way, Jeff's from Regina. We're still 2 weeks from the Regina budget, and Jeff's already at DEFCON 8. Jeff, thanks for calling in. I'm guessing I'll hear back from you in a couple of weeks when we start talking about the Regina budget. But it does show that there are implications to user fees. I said this morning, a number of people said, it's about time we increase the transit fees. Well, I'm guessing transit users, many of which who might, you know, are seniors, find themselves on a fixed income, lower income people who don't have a vehicle, will probably make the counter argument that this isn't going to make my life any easier raising these fees. So this is, you know, I'm going to go back to, this is the delicate balance that council has. It's not easy. I've never sat on council. I don't think I ever will. You can analyze the statement, I don't think, all you want. Maybe I should have been more definitive. I won't. But it's not easy, for sure. And as we saw, clearly it wasn't a unanimous decision to pass that budget. Okay, let's take a break. I know Frank's getting antsy. We're getting close to our last break. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up open lines. And we're just ahead of a great discussion today on the Roundtable of Justice coming up at 10 here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
I told him, I said, we'll make the United States the 12th province. So, you know, people are going to say and believe what they want, right? Bottom line is, I know in my heart I'm Canadian, stayed Canadian, Canadian citizen for life, and simple as that.
That's the great one. Wayne Gretzky taking a little more flack again on social media because he was seen recently golfing with Donald Trump, and so people are all over him about that. Let's lay off. Let's lay off Wayne, okay? He's a hockey player who's done great things, an ambassador for hockey, one of our true legends. Let's just lay off Wayne. I'm not suggesting we lay on city council, but some people are doing that on the text line. I've had two texts this morning suggest maybe we need some sort of a toll on the bridges in Saskatoon. Slippery slope. I'm guessing there'll be some pushback at that, but everyone trying to come up with ideas as to how we could deal with this. Tom said homeowners should get one free trip to the landfill every year. We've already paid for the service in the first place. Not a bad idea. You get your property tax notice and you get a coupon for one trip a year. That's maybe a lot of all anyone makes is one trip a year. Tom, you could be on to something there. Thanks for the discussion. We'll finish up our segment here. We'll come back. We're going to jump into the roundtable of justice. Good one today. We're going to talk about defamation here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.